wanna be my friend, you had better go and get a pen. And maybe we could keep in touch, like they did in the old days, it wasn't so long ago.
Hello, friends. Welcome to a teaser episode of Pen Pals. I'm Daniel Van Kirk.
Hey, I'm Rory Scovel. Hi, Pen Pals.
Hi, Pen Pals. So, if you are new to this idea or you haven't heard about it yet, how did you end up here?
Yeah. How did you find us?
But don't leave. Don't leave. Don't leave.
No.
You can send us letters just like the one we were about to read or ones. Who knows? You can do that at the Pen Pals Pod on Instagram and Twitter. DMs are open, friends. That's how you can contact us. But you can also do it on email. You just have to go to thepenpalspod@gmail.com. And if you really care,
snail mail.
You do it.
Snail mail that shit, dude.
Do you want to try and guess the address?
I can't even begin to.
No?
I've heard it so many times,
I'll say it. You say when you know.
Okay.
1700
West Burbank Boulevard, Burbank, California.
915-506. Care of
Daniel Van Kirk and Rory Scovel.
Yeah.
The Pen Pals Pod.
All right. So, guys, we're going to read these.
Also, just so you know, we are not as cheesy as the past minute you just heard. We are way better than that. We are dialed in.
We're trying to be hardcore.
We're dudes.
Yeah.
Hardcore dude. Nobody likes that either.
We just keep alienating people. Give them a chance. So,
good example here. The person who wrote this to us, they sent it through a DM on Twitter, and they did not specify if we could call them by their real name or not, so that is what we will do, not their full name, as to have some sense
handle,
of anonymity.
Do we just say first name? Do we give handle?
I think we just say their first name.
See, because I do
leave
this.
It at that.
I'm on Dumb People Town, which people may or may not know, and I just read. If you send me a story, I'm reading your handle.
Okay.
But they're sending me a story. They're not revealing anything personal, but neither is this person. You know what?
I'm just going to say the first name.
Okay.
I'm going to play it safe.
Okay.
This comes from Joe via Twitter. Dear Pen Pals, this question has been on my mind for months already. Go into this knowing that this question has been on Joe's mind.
Doesn't it make
for
us feel good
months.
About what we're doing?
Months.
We've given this person an outlet.
An outlet. Here we go. Need an answer or your thoughts. Would you rather have a third nipple or no nipples? The third nipple would be same size as other two and same feeling reactions. And if you choose the third one, where are you putting it? Thanks, friends. Joe, you're giving a lot away there. One, you've been thinking about this for months.
He has a long commute. That's my first thought.
Long commute, but also I think he's got three nipples and he's debating getting rid of all of them.
Or
this
one.
This is real for Joe. And also, the amount of time you spent on just describing the third nipple, I think you've said what you think. I think you're a third nipple guy. I think Joe chooses third nipple.
I think Joe has asked this question in bars a lot.
This is a bar question.
Guys,
for
listen
Joe.
Up. Listen up.
What? I'm just trying to drink my insert beverage here. I'm just trying
I
to
love
drink
insert
that.
Beverage here. IBH is good, man.
Just trying to eat my IBH IPA.
That's probably a real beer. He says to people,
Let me ask you guys. Forget the draft for a second. Let me ask you something.
Draught?
Both.
Okay.
I thought it was drought for a long time.
Oh,
I didn't
me
know
too.
That was draft.
Dude, you know the first time I stood in front of people and said Marine Corps? Do you think
I was at a USO show?
Yep. Do you think I was under 18 or over 18 when that
over.
Happened? 100%
definitely over.
Over.
Yep. Definitely over.
The teacher was like, "It's Corps. It's Marine Corps." I'm like, "It looks like Wagon Corps."
Well, looks like Corps and it looks like drought. Hey, I got a thing. Forget the draft for a second. Would you have a third nipple?
Does it feel like the other one? People like threw holes in his question, so now he's heading us off at the gate where he's like, "Yes, guys, it'll feel the same. It will react the same.
It will have the same feeling."
Can I put it anywhere I want?
Forget you can put it anywhere
you
want. Where would that be?
Okay, so Rory, do you want to answer?
I mean, I think I go three nipples. I don't think I go two nipples. Or I don't think I go no nipples. I think I go nipples.
People who and cheering for you all out there are like survived breast cancer, men or women who have to have like mastectomies and stuff. They don't have nipples after that, right?
Is that true?
You can put them back on, plastic surgery wise, or they can. I think they tattoo them.
Yeah.
They tattoo nipples on.
Nipples
you.
On.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I go with three nipple. I mean, you're talking about, ultimately, when he answers the question of feeling and reaction, you are talking about added stimulation.
Right. So says to me, Joe likes to have his nipples played with.
Yeah.
Or at the very least, he understands people do.
Yeah.
So you would go three?
I would go three.
Here,
I
couldn't tell.
Wait, what would you do? What would
I'm
going to
throw a hole in Joe they didn't think of.
Okay.
Can I go three and have it then removed?
Wait.
Give me the third so that I definitely have nipples, and then I'll just get the third removed.
I mean, Dan, that goes against the entire what if of this.
He didn't put that in there.
Well, the answer would be I don't want to play your dumb game.
That's the meanest. That's the meanest thing.
You would
you
never
can
go,
say
well, what if
people.
I have three nipples and I just get rid of one? That's like, no, the answer is I don't want to play your dumb game.
I don't want to play your dumb game. It's your turn to buy a round. So stop trying to distract me from the fact of like waiting for me to order the drinks.
Do you know
can
why?
Can we get another IBH over here?
I'll have another IBH IPA. Do you know why men have nipples? Because a lot of people are like, why do men have nipples? We don't even, we don't use them for this. Do you know why?
No, do you?
Take a guess as to why men have nipples.
Because our human bodies are very similar in and other than certain areas?
When we are developing in the womb.
Oh, yeah. We get those before we decide if we're a boy or girl?
Well, we don't decide if we're a boy or girl. But
you
we
didn't
get
choose?
Them, but I didn't get the choice.
Chose everything, man. Chose to
I
be
never
straight.
Pay attention.
I chose to be straight.
He chose all the things. you develop them. Under the assumption that you could easily be female who has to like.
Do we form head
feed
down?
A child? I think so.
Really?
I don't know, Dan. I barely knew. I'm looking up the nipple thing. You think I?
Oh,
that
I
was
thought
off the
you
top
knew because you
head?
Had a kid.
No, I'm online right now.
Okay, so you would go third nipple.
I think I'd go third
I
nipple,
would too.
And I'd place it.
That's how I was gonna
on go. My dick.
Hey, I know you're not. I know you don't want to, like, give me a blowjob. You're just not in the mood. But how do you feel about sucking my nipple?
Oh, well, where is it? My dick.
If you're asking somebody to do anything, I hope they already know where it is. That's not your opener.
Where would you put your third nipple?
Ooh. First, I almost said back.
Why?
Just to be
Why
weird.
Was that your instinct?
I don't know, just to be weird.
To get the question wrong?
Well, you would never want it on your back. You imagine that fabric?
Oh, God.
Like
you're constantly stimulated?
Yeah, you're constantly rubbing your nipple
on things.
Or
when you play sports and your nipples are rubbed. Or if you wear a dress shirt. You know, sometimes dress shirt can fucking kill your nipples.
Yeah. I get that on the elliptical.
Yeah.
And then I have to press my nipples, which kind of like absorbs some of the sweat. And then I get a minute or two of them not feeling like they're ripping off of my chest.
When I played soccer, I would put athletic tape over both my nipples, and I got some looks from my own teammates, and I was like, I don't even care. The pain is so intense. It pales in comparison. Your insults pale in comparison.
Why wouldn't you just go Total Recall with the third nipple?
And where does that
boom,
go?
Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, right.
Remember the
row?
One with three breasts?
I think that's the most logical.
Right.
Or you go a little bit lower.
Symmetry.
So you can have this crazy
triangle
love, tattoo.
Pleasure tattoo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
Where
would
do most
third.
People have a third nipple?
Usually somewhere near one of theirs. It's usually like below.
Why is that?
I probably just. They got double tapped on the formation chain.
Really?
Yeah, don't you think?
The formation chain?
What do you think that they were supposed to be a twin and that's the only part that carried over?
That could be. Where's the whole body? But just the nipple.
That's the nipple.
It's called a supernumerary nipple. Supernumerary. A third or supernumerary nipple is usually not as fully developed as a regular nipple. You maybe won't even be able to recognize it right away.
Really?
What do you think about that?
I wonder if I have one or it's just a mole.
The third nipple, or the presence of multiple nipples, is also known as polymastia or polythelia.
Yeah, I'm so sick of poly stuff.
Aren't you tired
days?
Of these scientific words? Like, just call it third nipple and say that's the scientific
right.
thing.
Also, I like that he says it would be the same size as the other two. Because who would want
how
bigger?
How many total Americans do you think have...
a third nipple?
Have either just one nipple or more... extra nipples.
1.2 million.
200,000. Isn't that way less than you would have thought?
Yeah, obviously. I said 1.2 million.
Man, it's it's possible to have up to 8 supernumerary nipples.
What are you, a cow?
That's what it says
on here. I think they only have 6.
It's possible to have 8.
Is there...
Let me ask you this. Is it the same feeling and reaction in all 8?
hit Google Images.
Of 8 nipples?
No, just on whatever you've typed in there.
Well, I was just looking up...
You weren't on Google? What are you, on Bing?
I'm a Bing guy. What do you want me to type in on Google?
Didn't you type in third nipple? Is that how you searched it?
Yeah, you
now say... Now just click the Images tab.
Well, I'm on an article.
Oh, go back to Google and then just hit Images.
Whoa! No, there's nothing.
Okay. All right.
It does point to some third nipples by some, like, famous people.
We proved today that you can write us a letter about anything. And being completely devoid of any real sentiment or personal experience can still get you on the show.
Yeah.
Joe.
Yeah.
If you enjoyed this... Are we wrapping this?
I think we're wrapping it. Okay. I hope that, Joe, I mean, I don't know if that helps. I feel like you're heavily leaning towards wanting a third nipple. I'm actually curious where you would have it. In fact, Joe, if you could hit us back up on the Twitter DMs,
yeah,
let us know where you would put your, which one you would do and where you would put it. If your answer is third nipple, where would you put it? Let us know so we can bring closure to this for our listeners.
All right, guys, that's a teaser episode. Rate, review, subscribe, become part of this community where you write us letters and we write you back. By talking to you. You can do that at the Pen Pals Pod on Twitter and Instagram and the Pen Pals Pod on Gmail. I already gave you the address, as did Rory, very well.
That's
well.
Right.
And so I'm not going to do that again. But yeah, rate, review, subscribe. Sincerely, Daniel Van Kirk
and Rory Scully.